Kambati kiarano kambashiki diana. Kambalaki trigati diana. Kandalaki diana. Tishiki de la kambati. Kiarano kambati kiarano kambati. Kiarano kambati. God bless you. You may be seated. Having fun? Just a little note on that speaking. One of my favorite ministers, I believe he passed away. I'm not sure. Norval Hayes? Didn't he pass away? I think he did. We had him at our church several times, and so he was not a minister. He was a businessman. He was an anointed businessman. The Lord gave him just incredible deals on real estate. And also had a ministry to unwed mothers. And very rich. The Lord just had him going from place to place, sharing the word of God. And this is in line with our just simply speaking, but he would actually demonstrate how he worshiped the Lord. And he didn't do any singing either. But he would just simply pace back and forth for hours and hours. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Lord Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. And it was worship instead of worship. I worship you, Lord Jesus. 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 Said he'd pace back and forth for hours like that. So don't think that you have to sing. I don't think that you have to really do anything but just give your heart to him and he'll take care of the rest. The rest of the time tonight is going to be sharing a little bit of my testimony with you that goes into what we're going to do later. Now, you know my testimony from the back of my CD that I gave to everyone. And you know that Jesus came into my bedroom, played my piano. I said, that's very beautiful. I would like that. He turned and said, yes, I will, if you'll give it back to me. Took the piano, took the sheet music off the piano and handed it to me and said, I will, if you'll give it back to me. Well, that marker was recalled. It was the summer between my junior and senior year at the University of Texas. And the Lord called me on it. I didn't really know what to do. I mean, I thought, well, that just simply meant that I wasn't going to play any more secular music. So I said, okay. You know, just Christian music. And obviously I have played secular music since then, but 99.9 is of the Lord. So, but I set a challenge out for myself, which I believe that he placed in my heart, the desire. And And we were going, my family attended San Jacinto Methodist Church in Amarillo, Texas. It's where I basically wound up for junior high and high school. And of course, my mother lived there till she passed away in 2003. So what I did, I gave this idea to, I think it was the pastor at the time. I said, I'd like to do a concert next summer whenever I come home from college. I said, okay. So I worked on it. The music department had pianos, and so I worked on it. I picked out about 6 secular songs, and I can only think of 2 of them right now. But I slowed them way down and I turned them into worship. And it was a successful evening. God was with me. And that takes us then to one of the 2 songs that I want to do for you tonight. The first one takes us to December 1985. That's when Gary and Melissa were married, in December that year. And I had been working on the concerto, the Tchaikovsky concerto, for 1.5 years. And I told Gary and Melissa that I wanted to do that for them, for my wedding present to them. So I forget what night it was, actually, that I did that, but we gathered at the church, and I played the concerto number 1, Tchaikovsky. But Gigi sang something else that night. And that's what I want to do for you right now. And I'll give you the words. Jesus, Jesus, I give you praise, praise, praise. Lord, Christ, my Savior, I give you praise, praise. How I love you. Yes, I adore you. I worship you. By the way, you'll recognize it. Thank you. join me this time.
Jesus, Jesus,
I give you praise. For a close tonight, I just again want to encourage you. You are worshipers already. Jesus loves you very, very much. And this church is already successful. And I think you know how wonderful this church is, particularly the ones that are here tonight. You demonstrate maturity. You demonstrate faith. Your personal ministry is unparalleled. You demonstrate love. And that reminds me of something, because you stood beside her bed for hours and fed her. Probably ate more than she ever had in her lifetime, but it speaks volumes. You loved our boys, and no one had done that before. You've even gone to see them in Grove. Ray and Kim aren't here to preach to you. They're here for one purpose only: to set you free to worship our most awesome God. To be so overwhelmed by His love, His grace, His majesty, His holiness, His wisdom, His power, His desire to have anything to do with us, sinful, rebellious, wicked, evil, depraved, bankrupt. Bible calls us His enemies. He just wants you to worship Him. You weren't saved to serve. You were saved to worship. Sometimes we get so busy serving the church and serving even one another that we fail to realize that all He wants us to do is to worship Him. That relationship opens up every doorway that will lead to the world outside. And it talked about the songs that the Lord's been giving me. I just wanted to let you know that usually the first song that I play on Sunday morning is one of the songs that God's given to me. So if you don't recognize it, then that's why. And I'll close with this last one. The anointing's here. It's been here all night. I love it. I love the anointing. I said, you'll remember this night for the rest of your life. I remember March the 23rd of this year, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life. Kathy Toon was here that night on a Tuesday. The anointing was so strong, it was so thick. I don't know how anyone could have gotten out of that one. This last one is another favorite of Gigi's. But we didn't have any Christian words to it. God gave me those a few months ago. Jesus, Lord, I worship you.
Truly a night to remember. I don't know what to say, Brother Ray. I'm absolutely speechless. I had no idea what was going to happen here tonight, but it has been glorious. It has been heavenly, and it's just been really. I mean, I will never be the same again. Lily's loving it. I know you all just soaked tonight in the glory. And you know, Brother Ray, when we were worshiping and we were bowing, I felt myself being drawn from the stance of bowing to the stance of just giving him my praise. And the scripture verse came to me, the glory and the lifter of my head. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. He will take those who are bowed down and stooped down, and when they begin to just lift up the praises of the Almighty, he will be the glory and the lifter up of your head and your hands and your everything. And I want to say too, don't let someone around you dictate to you how you worship. You worship what comes from within you. It is all about you and him. Don't let anyone around you, you know, have anything to do with how you worship. This is an hour when the Bible says the true worshipers will worship him in spirit and in truth. And I love the part about what Brother Ray said is, you know, so many times in the past we worshiped, our worship has become a third person pronoun, to where we've been singing about him rather than to him. And because of that, worship has become boring, and God is restoring to the body of Christ those who will worship him in spirit and in truth and get out of their old ways and just get alone with him and just be raptured in his presence. He's doing it. Like Brother Ray said, the river is here. The river is here. And so how deep do you want to go in the river? Right, Brother Ray? I'm immersed. I want to be immersed. I can't tell you, Brother Ray, how rich this has been tonight. And I was sitting here thinking, how do we take this everywhere? I mean, people need this so desperately. And then the thought came to me, God, you chose us. You gave us the gift of Brother Ray in our church. And you know, when he, y'all know, when he sits down to that piano, the flow and the anointing, and y'all know, I don't have to say it, but so just so blessed tonight. And we truly want to thank you, Brother Ray. We want to thank you. And I'm going to let everyone know in the church that if I have to pay your way here next Sunday night, I'll pay your way. You be here. You get here. So next Sunday night, we'll pick up where we left off. Right, Brother Ray? Have you enjoyed it tonight?